Spirit of Rejection by R.D. Hampton. Aliento Divide a Breath of Life, a Spanish-English church, has become one of the churches dedicated to doing the work required to bring the whole body of Christ together. Something the majority of people in church struggle with, begin Pastor James Loyalis of Iglesia Aliento Divide a, is the spirit of rejection. Yesterday I heard the testimony of a pastor who struggled with this spirit for 25 years, and it greatly hindered his ministry. As a young boy, he and his brother went to a baseball field, where he saw a girl he was crazy about. When he finally got her attention, she said, "I like you very much," which brought his hopes way up until she added, "But I already have a dog." This same spirit is in the church. Most people are born with a spirit of rejection. Almost everyone has experienced this in their life. This spirit will cause you to have pain and to reject others. The spirit includes fear, the rejection of others and of yourself. It comes from all the way back, from our ancestors. Demons will attack people because of their parents. It seems to be mostly about the mothers, but is on the dads as well. For instance, when a mother becomes pregnant, and she begins to ask God for a girl or a boy, and what she really has is the opposite, the child's spirit is crushed. The child is born with a spirit of rejection because the parents wanted the other gender. Rejection is one of the biggest problems in the human race today. It tells kids they are throwaways. The opposite of rejection is love. We see the roots named in Isaiah 3:12 as, "For my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them." In so many families, the wife rules the husband, and or the children run the family. This is usually the result of family curses and paves the way to rejection. This is a dysfunctional family because the Bible says the man is the head, the priest of his home. Frustrated by a lack of leadership and unable to respect her husband as a man, the woman may have a spirit of domination, which begins to take over the spirit of Jezebel. So men go after other women, outdoor sports and the like, just to get away from home, because in the wilderness, he is in charge. The child will get caught up in the conflict and become the victim. Children are the primary victims in a divorce. A woman in this dominating situation will often keep the male child from asserting his manliness. He begins to take on the spirit of homosexuality. If the mom wanted him to be a girl, she may teach him girl things. The progression of destruction of the female child is the same as with a boy, but she will manifest the same attitude as the mother. This is why God tells us we are not supposed to sleep with anyone but our spouse. It is not just physical union, but also spiritual. This kind of union also brings about permanent physiological changes in the brain as well. When people connect in this way, a child can be born from this union. Things happen because of it. Feelings come. You begin to act in ways you have not acted before. Why? The answer is blood. You have opened yourself up to spirits and they come in. They might leave, but they come back with seven more that are more evil than themselves if you do not place the word in your mind, in your heart. There is a pattern to the entrance of rejection that opens the door to a spirit of rebellion. When a child acts out, his parents say, "Why? He wasn't raised that way." Consider these eight things. 1. A curse of destruction destroys the family priesthood that is centered around the father. 2. These curses and spirits cause the father to withdraw and the mother to try to dominate. 3. The spirit of inappropriate discipline works through the mother, either too permissive or too harsh. 4. There enters a spirit of lying to escape punishment. 5. A curse and spirit of guilt comes in. 6. This invites a spirit of distrust as a result of the guilt. 7. This brings a lack of communication between parents and child. How do we babysit our kids? We fill their lives with television, games, and toys so they will stay out of our hair. As long as they are quiet, mom and dad are happy. No more is there any such thing as family time. We need this family time much. Yet, as parents, we know how to pray, but we give the kids what they want to keep them from being angry, to keep them quiet. 8. If there is a curse or spirit of rejection, the children cannot confide in the parents as they are supposed to, since the parents have more wisdom. So the kids turn their attention and affections to others as a woman who is abused. There is a spirit of witchcraft and control, also known as a spirit of ugliness, which opens a hellish ping-pong game. The two players, rejection and rebellion, hit the ball over the net, and the ball is the hapless victim. There is a book called Pigs in the Parlor by Frank Hammond, which has a chapter that deals with schizophrenia. These, according to Mr. Hammond, are demons of rejection and rebellion. The medications don't work, at least not to bring about a change, because they work on a person's mind and don't deal with the problem. What is needed is deliverance. Rejection is so common that it is found almost everywhere. Almost everyone struggles with it, some more than others. The discovery of an out-of-wedlock pregnancy is far more serious than most people believe. The child born will act out because a child needs a dad. Sometimes a woman just wants to have a good time, not to have a child, which is why abortion is on the increase. This in itself opens the door to tormenting spirits. Rejection also opens the door to tormenting spirits, but Matt 18:18 gives the general idea for binding these spirits. When we learn to have true forgiveness and true repentance, this will bring true healing, and God will take away all the hurt. When you truly forgive someone, you will forget about it. If you are holding on to it, you have not truly forgiven them. You are the one in bondage. God will allow people into your life to bring pain so that you will mature.